This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
What's up, everybody? Happy Monday, Junkies, with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, February 10th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, Bish Bucks?
Hey, what's up, Flamer?
Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
Hello, everybody. Good morning.
And Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Morning, everybody.
He'd be telling us about his quick trip up north to New York, but he was back to watch the Super Bowl.
That's a long trek, man, to go up to Ithaca, New York for basically a day. For 24 to 36 hours.
The things you do for your kids.
I get it.
Spend a day with the daughter. Yeah, good time.
Because you left Saturday morning. I'm guessing you left at 8-ish?
No. We left early because we had a field hockey, our lacrosse game we wanted to go to.
Oh,
that was at 11.
Oh, so you
left at
6?
5:30.
Oof.
Yeah. But we had a good time. It was a whirlwind. Saw that. We saw the Hoop team. Hoop team lost a tough one to Yale. Yale's won in the conference. Cornell's 2. But it was... They've got a kid there, a Greek kid. I don't even know how to pronounce his name.
For who?
For Yale. That I actually think it's possible he could play in a league. He is a ridiculous shooter. He's about 6'7". He's unreal. Maybe one of the best performances I've ever seen in person.
Is that John Pokalidis?
Yep.
Sounds like a Greek name.
He's from Chicago. He'll play somewhere. Maybe he's just going to play in Greece.
Polakidis. John Polakidis.
He is a monster.
Averaging 20 and a half, shooting 48%. Yeah, he's putting up some numbers.
He's a player.
Did you do any of the driving?
I did. My wife made me drive.
Impressive.
Gentlemen.
Listen, I've said to my wife all the time, I've driven up and back to New York by myself a million times. But oftentimes she just drives. But because of the snow, they had snow up there. She was a little bit concerned, so I drove the way back.
I drove by a terrifying scene on the way in.
I heard about that.
Full-blown car fire. Barbecue.
Yeah.
Like on the 11th Street Bridge. And I don't mean just like under the hood was on fire. The entire vehicle engulfed in flames.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know how that happens.
Hopefully the person was in the vehicle, got out before
I'm guessing
that
they
point.
Did.
Right. I have to hope. Because it was terrifying.
Yeah.
Had it been there for a while?
I mean,
did you have any inclination of stopping to help?
First of all, no. Second of all, it was on the other side of a major, like, 8-lane highway.
And you saw it when it was full-blown in flames or not
completely
afterwards?
Completely engulfed.
Yeah.
Like, the 100 fire trucks on the scene.
Okay.
Traffic backed up forever.
So it had been there for a while.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, everybody that works at Navy Yard, they now have to physically go back to work at Navy Yard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Could you tell?
It's Hunger Games trying to get in Navy Yard right now and get one of the parking spots.
17,000 I think I heard 17,000.
I think that's the number.
People,
but there's it's only 4,500.
But there's only 4,000 parking spots.
Yeah, so you better get there early.
So the metro, when I was coming through the down Main Street.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, not Main Street. First Street.
Yeah.
And I just saw the people getting off the metro.
Yeah.
Usually there's about three people.
Yeah.
There was a ton. It was like the Caps game.
Never seen it busier at Navy Yard.
That's actually great for us. People would be back in their cars. It's
fantastic.
Hopefully listening to the radio.
That would be great. That would
be amazing.
It's a bad beat for a lot of people that got used to working from home.
Sure.
I have a buddy who I golf with on the regular, and he was going to work the last, I guess, 2 or 3 years. Twice a week, and he works beyond Baltimore on the other side at Bayview Medical Center, which I think is affiliated with Johns Hopkins. My mom used to go there for transfusions, and that's like an hour-long commute if there's no traffic. And he's going to have to go back 5 days. He's a scientist of some sorts. I told him, why don't you look for a spot somewhere here in Gaithersburg? Yeah. There are all kinds of places.
Somewhere a little closer.
Novavax, MedImmune. Human genome, find something close by, because that is a bad, bad beat. But yeah good for business for us.
Everybody's coming back.
Let's hope. Get back in your cars. Start listening to the radio again. Mm-hmm. Let's go.
Yes.
It's
been a while since we got a bonus.
I wasn't in my car.
Yeah, right.
I really wasn't in my car very much this weekend. Didn't leave G-Burg except for the Altcast. We did our second Altcast on Friday night.
Uh-huh.
Thought it went very well.
Well, thank God for Jimmy Patsos. He carried the entire second half.
Patsos is great.
I've never met a guy who knows more people than Jimmy Patsos.
He's the biggest name dropper, but he doesn't do it in a way that's obnoxious.
He does it. It's like ingratiating.
He's just like a charming way. He just knows everyone in the basketball world.
Couldn't be more
plugged
in.
He's literally a human basketball Wikipedia.
Yeah.
He's a great storyteller.
Yeah. He's fantastic.
Great dude. Love Jimmy P.
And we did learn quickly, though, that there's a lot more yapping you got to do for hoop games than hockey games. The hockey games, I don't know, just seem like maybe because of the intermissions were a little longer. I don't know. Just seemed like a lot more talking you had to do.
With the Caps, we had P.K. Subban in the first segment.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And he basically carried, most of the first period. And we were supposed to have Walt Williams on, but he had a terrible connection, so we had to cancel that. So we had to do some more talking.
Yeah.
But it went fast.
And I didn't realize the Wiz were playing the next night, too, because they played the Hawks. The Hawks came to town.
Uh-huh. Yeah, their winning streak came to an end. They've lost a couple in a row.
They had a little back-to-backer.
Things are back to normal in Wiz land.
But it was a good time.
They played admirably.
But EB's birthday cake a day after. I need to give a shout-out to my son. We celebrated his birthday yesterday. Turned 18.
Oh, that's very cool.
Hard to believe.
Oh, he's got the same birthday. So yesterday was his birthday?
Same birthday as Cooper DeGene and Saquon Barkley. Yes.
Yeah,
Pretty good. Pretty good company.
Nice job.
Yeah, we hit Yard House in G-Burg. Had a good time.
Well,
I stuffed my face before the Super Bowl, and then just watching the game at home, I felt like I had to have chips and stuff, and I did that, and then I had leftovers for dinner. I probably put on 5 pounds.
My wife made her. She makes a spectacular buffalo chicken dip. She made it again.
Yeah.
She made it for the Eagles Commanders game, NFC Championship, but she made it again because I love it.
You're a big fan.
And, man, it's just really good. But she made so much food, and I went out and got some food, too, because my daughter was in town.
Mm-hmm.
She came back from tech, and my older daughter spent the weekend with us because she wanted to hang out with her sis. So we had a lot of people there. And
that's only four.
Well, no, they had some friends come over.
Okay.
So she just made so much food, and I just ate so much.
Yeah. That's good. What you do. You gorge yourself on Super Bowl day.
Yeah.
You attended it. That's what I did. Eating day.
Yeah.
It's one where you're just like, okay.
And I didn't even have a drink. I didn't have one drink.
Really?
Yeah, good for you.
I had my standard.
You had your two?
Two beers, yeah.
Yeah. No, I had my.
Had two.
I had my. I did my drinking on Saturday after the game. Had a couple old fashions. Nothing yesterday.
Mm-hmm. I felt a little weird. I did some day drinking on Saturday when I was playing poker. Because I just got there early and I had some sushi and I was like, well. I'm definitely going to have a Sapporo with my sushi.
Hey, how do we do on the Super Bowl prop bet? Because all of our touchdowns
Travis Kelce didn't hit.
Oh, that's right.
And I think Devontae Smith was a yard short.
He was 1 yard short. He had 69 yards receiving instead of 70.
That was.
What did I pick? I don't remember what I picked.
I don't know.
You had the Eagles laying a 2.5 or 2.5. You had an alt line.
Alt money line on the Eagles.
I had A.J. Brown. I had you had Worthy.
Yep. We missed because of Devontae Smith and TK.
Hold on, I had him as all. That was what I did.
Minus two and a half.
Regardless of what line you pick, the Eagles cover.
Because
the
we weren't going to do 100 touchdowns because it's hard to do in one game to focus on all the tutties.
Right. Well, I
mean, can you imagine if someone said, I'll give you the Chiefs plus 24.5 in the first half?
Oh, you bet.
How much would you have put on that?
I would have gotten a loan from you and him and him and Drab and everybody in the other room.
Yes.
And bet it.
Right.
And been a big loser.
And we'd have been poor, dirt poor.
Felt it.
It was such a bad game that the play-by-play at one point had to say, well, they've cut it to a 4-score game. I've never heard them ever say before.
Toward the end, it was like, oh, 4 scores with 4 2-point conversions gets them back. And it's like, what? Why am I bothering watching this nonsense?
Tom Brady was trying to sell it. Well, with number 15 on the other side.
Anything could happen. Come on, right?
Well, didn't you think it was? I thought it took 2 possessions for me to figure out this was probably going to be very ugly.
Yeah.
2 possessions. Yep. The Eagles' defense was just swarming.
They were all over.
And I remember talking about it later in the week, last week, that their turnaround defensively, I mean, Jalen's great, A.J. Brown's great, Saquon had a historic season.
Yeah.
But their turnaround defensively is remarkable.
Well, it turns out Vic Fangio is a boob as a head coach, but he's a great defensive coordinator.
Wow. Yeah, he's a genius.
Well, and like they also added some pieces.
I mean, Howie Roseman is pretty good at building teams and putting rosters together.
Two possessions,
Commanders need to go out and get Miles Garrett.
Yeah. Mm. Well, that would be helpful. That would help things.
Because I know you sent the outline, you know, before the show and said, and one of the stories was the Commanders offense scored 77 points against this defense in 3 games. But the problem is they gave up 120.
Oh, yeah. They gave up a lot.
They gave up 120. Well, so you need to go out and get like a super pass rusher that can just change a game, because that was obviously evident yesterday.
But to answer your question, the 2 possessions, I didn't think that after 2 possessions, because the Chiefs defense was doing such a good job bottling up
Saquon. Yeah.
Saquon. But once you started seeing the sacks pile up and then the turnovers, it was ball game. It reminded me of a lot when the Seahawks destroyed the Broncos years ago. I think it was 11 years ago, where Peyton Manning just didn't have much of a chance. They picked him off a couple times in that game. I think there was a pick six in that game by the Seahawks. And the pick six, it was like, man, Patrick Mahomes just threw a pick six. And he had the interception at the end of the first half by Bond. The Eagles, an incredible playoff run. I think the turnover differential in the playoffs and Super Bowl, 12-0.
Right.
Has that ever happened?
12-0?
To me, plus 12? It was like Saquon was just a bonus, because even on that, it was that first possession, right, where they called the offensive pass interference, but A.J. Brown just easily got open down the sideline, and you were just like,
it was pretty ticky-tack.
It was pretty ticky-tack, but whatever. I actually didn't have as big a problem with it, but to me, it just showed, he's going to get open all day.
Yeah, of course. That's what he does.
This game's over.
Yeah. I did take a perverse pleasure in watching Patrick Mahomes faceplant in front of millions and millions of people.
11.4 QBR. I think that's the second worst in his career.
He was dreadful. I mean, there's no other way to put it. You can't even.
No, he was bad.
He was pressured into it.
But no, he was.
I mean, the defense played a role, but he was particularly bad.
The goat talk, that's put to the side some time now with Patrick Mahomes. Yeah. All these people that wanted to elevate him above Tom Brady.
But it was kind of a bonus that Mahomes turned into a big giant pumpkin.
Do you like that?
We'll be talking about it throughout. If you want to chime in, you can always hit us up.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
800-636-1067 is the number. You can call us on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. You can also tweet us at Junks Radio. We got Mike Jones, covers the NFL for The Athletic. He'll jump on at 7:25. Will Brinson, who covers the NFL for CBS Sports at 9:25. And we will talk a little Wizards. Will Dawkins will join us, the Wizards GM, talk about the flurry of trades they made, the direction of this team. That's all right here on The Junk.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.